This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, business, culture, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, we are in the middle of July 2013, but one of the top stories on thecitywire.com this week is dealing with the political season of 2014.
Well, yes, it's upon us, and that's an interesting point. We've had some folks say, you know, why are you already covering politics? Well, if you think about it, the filing period is March, so less than a year away. The primary, the first round of primary, obviously, is in May. So we're coming. I mean, the 2014 cycle is all but upon us. And as these people make announcements and say interesting things, we can't just ignore them. So it has definitely started up.
Well, your reporter Ryan Saylor talked to Mike Ross, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for governor in 2014, and they covered some hot-button issues, including gay marriage, which, of course, was back in the news because Grant Tenniel of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission this week had said that he thinks gay marriage would be a good idea for Arkansas. It would help bring some businesses in.
Yes, and he works for a Democratic boss, and he's been affiliated with the Democratic Party, but he's not getting much support from the party. Mike Ross, who's running for governor, said he was in Fort Smith for a sheriff's association meeting on Wednesday. He said that he didn't think that was the way to conduct economic development. That Arkansas's incentive packages, its workforce, those type of things are what recruit companies and not its social policy. So he even suggested that Grant did not have any facts or evidence to back up his claim. So it's been an interesting issue on several levels. First, it's curious as to why, Grant's not a policymaker; he's the head of a state agency. But it's interesting, why he would assert himself. And I mean, regardless of what you think about this issue, it's interesting that he would come out and be so vocal about it. I mean, you may have to admire his courage, but you have to wonder about his judgment.
Arkansas is at the top of a list, not one the state would like to be on, and that is highest in the nation last month for bank repossessions of homes.
Right, and there are two ways to look at this, Kyle. I mean, we've had the numbers have been depressed for a couple years, the foreclosure filing numbers. There was a legal matter over in East Arkansas in which a court said that out-of-state banks, out-of-state financial services companies can't process these non-judicial mortgages. Well, that's all been cleared up, and in fact, an appellate court just recently affirmed a decision that, yes, indeed, those out-of-state financial companies can do that, can process non-judicial firms. So I think what we're seeing two things, especially in northwest Arkansas. We're seeing some of those banks put that foreclosed property back into the system. When home sales are on the increase, when home prices are on the increase, these banks see this as an opportunity to, okay, let's put some of these back in the market. Let's try to get our money back. This is a good time. But these banks are also under pressure. They know more than anyone else if they throw too many of those foreclosed properties out there in the mix, it can have a dampening effect on the market. It can, in fact, reverse the increase in prices and push those back down. So it's going to be interesting. Kim Souza, who wrote the story, and I were talking about this, it's going to be interesting to see how these numbers continue in the next 90, 120 days. If they continue to be this high, it would have a negative effect on the overall Arkansas home sales industry. But as we say with many of these reports, it bears watching.
Yeah, when you look at the 6 months totals for 2013 to 2012, there are increases in all of the most populated counties in our region. Benton County went from 393 the first 6 months of 2012 to 718 January through June this year.
Yeah, they're pushing those out. I mean, I think, like I said, what we're seeing is a lot of these banks, a lot of these people holding this property, let's strike while the iron's hot, kind of thing. And that the market, as dynamic, as robust as that market is in Benton County, that kind of increase cannot be sustained without having some type of negative effect, some type of downward pressure on home prices in that area. So which for market purists out there, that's the way it should work. You know, let the market decide the supply and demand, the price points, and that type of thing.
We've spent a few days trying to figure out what the word journey means. This comes from Act 746, what some people call the open carry, and the Attorney General's office came out with an opinion on that that goes all the way back to some of the earliest days of Arkansas.
Yes. I need to be polite about this. And it really doesn't matter what my opinion is on the law. And I'm not an attorney. And I don't even play one on TV, so let's put that out there. But McDaniel's opinion was it was interesting. I mean, he, as you said, I've read these opinions now for 20 something years, and literally, you know, typically there's a flow to it, and there's recent case law and that type of thing. But this was an interesting. It's almost like he was stretching. He was doing everything he could to make sure that journey was defined in such a way so that it did not allow for open carry of weapons. And the group Arkansas Carry, that, you know, they maintain that it does, that the law that a literal interpretation of the law means that as you journey, you can have a weapon on you. So I think there's a whole different argument about, do we want everybody running around with a handgun on their side? But it was an interesting opinion, and we have to remember that McDaniel is a former police officer. He's with the Jonesboro Police Department. Most police agencies, most sheriff's departments do not support open carry type laws. So it was a strained opinion, but I was not surprised that he came out with that opinion.
Arkansas Carry, of course, the organization that said that this did say that could be carried, they may or may not seek legal challenges to this.
They're thinking about that, and we've been told we'd be notified when they do. Interestingly enough, they're telling their members that, look, you know, we may not like McDaniel's opinion, but that's how the law is going to be interpreted, so you might want to be careful with don't go around toting your handgun on your side come August.
Yes, exactly. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, culture, guns, and more for the KUAF, KUAF listening area. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.